talk about.
Rich got what?
Log on now.
What does he have?
To theticket.com to win a pair of VIP passes and tickets to see the Cowboys take on Detroit.
Sweet.
At Cowboys Stadium, compliments of Miller Lite.
Wow, they went above and beyond.
Yeah.
Now, also, we should tell everybody that they have happy hour out here at the Tilt and Kilt.
Boy, do they.
It is 3 to 7 Monday through Friday and 10 to close every day.
Yeah?
That is happy hour. And I know you like to drink.
Yeah.
And they have,
yeah. He does.
They have NFL and NBA tickets and college league pass. How about that, little
I like
buddy?
College. I love college.
You probably come out
college
here and watch
football.
You went to college, didn't you? Like, if you could go.
And UFC, they got that, too.
If you could go back to college right now at the age of 40.
Tank the tank.
Well, do the girls know I'm 40?
No, they don't.
Okay.
They have no idea.
I think I'd be in. Yeah, why not?
I'm going to stop my hypothetical right there.
Okay.
Why would you need to add anything?
I could still happen.
I know you could.
I could, too.
No question about it.
I could, too.
Use your mouth.
George is borderline.
What do you mean
borderline? You're borderline.
What, because I'm old?
I could happen.
What about Danny? Think he could make it?
Yes. He has the drug in.
The drug in?
Yeah.
I could get that.
Dan walks in with a big sack of mushrooms, and immediately he's accepted.
That's a pretty good in.
I'm the old guy who always has drugs.
Right. No, Dan's here, yeah!
And you know what? The old guy in our dorm is 26. We were like, oh, my God.
He's so old.
Can you believe he lives in the dorm?
Think about when you saw seniors walking across campus when you're a freshman. You're just going, oh, my God, I cannot believe I'm in the same school with
Right,
them.
They're Bye. Ancient.
You guys got a beard?
They're ancient. My freshman year, what was the guy's name that got drafted by the Bears?
Jordan Looney.
Tight end?
No, from TCU. Big black guy, Washington.
Queefy Ron Washington.
From South Oak Cliff?
UL Washington.
No.
That narrows it down.
Like a defensive lineman, huge guy.
Fred Washington.
Fred, that's it.
Fred Washington.
Yeah.
Mike. Yeah.
And he died. He got killed or something.
Did he really?
Yeah, like in a car wreck or something like that.
All right, we're bringing the room down. But a moment of silence here for Fred Washington.
I was in a religion class with him. So like his senior year, he had to obviously not.
Boy, that did you a lot of good.
He had not required all the religion classes that he needed to take, and at TCU that was a requirement.
Church sucks.
Yeah, look where it left you.
And so he was in my class, and I remember him coming and sitting down in front of me. I'm like, I'm in college with this guy. He was like 6'5", 500, you know?
Little skinny Corby.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Mr. Ron!
Hey, I played golf at Lamar.
Look at how black he is.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
an interesting
boy.
Story.
Thank you.
So you want to go back?
Don't you?
Do you feel... So you had to ask us if we could happen. You don't have to ask. Obviously, you could happen.
Oh, he's
crazy. I'm with TCU. I've lived in Dallas for a long time, and there have been hot women surrounding me
you
for
can sit in a
the last 20 years, really.
And not get a lot of double looks. You still look like you could be late 20s, early 30s.
That would still give you a lot of looks, though.
Yeah.
No, but you know what? After a while,
the non-traditional
Craig
student.
And I always called him the aging brown noser.
Yeah.
The one who would just come back and whip your ass because they'd have a story or anecdote for every sort of
right.
topic that the professor talked about.
Because they were really into it. If they're 30
yeah, they're,
in college,
oh, yeah. Well,
you're
in my
trying.
Experience, I've seen this in the real world.
And they get straight A's and they think that's impressive.
Right. And
like, look,
we're
dude,
just like, man.
If you're 30, you got nothing else to do but study.
You know what, though? I honestly think that I would be more interested in actual, excuse me, college.
Oh, whoa, okay. Whoa.
It's all right. It's okay.
What, like
Shoopy?
Learning?
Shoopy, you standing by?
Everybody clear. Corby, don't die on me.
I'm not.
Clear.
I'm fine.
Like Stringer Bell going to college?
Yeah.
He's really, really paying attention?
Like, I think
is he breathing, Shoopy?
I think that I would appreciate
no,
actual school more.
Clear.
Right?
Yes, I would. I know. There's stuff now. And see.
Like, I blew
you,
it off
look,
so
look
bad.
When your kids get older,
coming around,
you will
Shoopy.
Find yourself
he died.
Wanting to do homework with them because you go, oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
You'll start, like, really having a true interest in it.
Right. Oh, a parabola.
Like
awesome.
Hell. Like hell you will.
Uh-oh.
I did.
You'll my be, third grader is bringing home be, division. I'm like, oh, I don't know.
Oh, stop
division.
It.
Hey,
quit
wait till,
like addition,
you,
I was really good at.
So whipped by homework.
It's interesting. What grade can you no longer help in math? We're in fifth grade now, and it's We're pushing it.
Well, you've been through three, so what was the first, like, the first one through? Were you like, was it eighth grade where you're like, I can't do it?
About sophomore year in high school, he started getting into, like, stuff that I never took.
Right.
And they accelerate them now. Stuff that we did as juniors, they're doing in eighth grade now.
Like shrooms?
So fifth grade is tough?
For me, yeah.
Oh, no.
No, it's not tough, but it makes you think about, you know, the word problems and things like that.
Yeah.
And I can.
I guarantee I couldn't do it.
Are you that way with third grade?
No, fifth grade's fine. I think until you hit about eighth or ninth grade, then you get trouble.
No, I feel really smart.
You're like,
because I could do that.
You're like,
by the eighth grade, they're doing algebra, aren't they?
In fifth grade?
No, by the eighth grade,
yes.
They're doing algebra.
Oh, yeah. Seventh, eighth grade, they start doing algebra.
And you can handle that?
Some of it, yeah.
Was it needed?
Does anybody here know algebra?
No.
Like, can anybody hook up an algebra equation?
You know what?
Yes. George can do it.
It helps
me, though,
logically.
Well, here's...
It helps you think logically, I think.
But, like, you know the people that are building this new 114 out here and stuff?
Yeah.
And the High Five. Remember when they built that? Did you ever think about how awesome it is that they could just put those...
Because of math.
Yeah, obviously you must have to figure something out.
Yeah.
Besides just eyeing it up.
Stuff that we never took.
You don't, like putting the big pylons or whatever.
You don't think they just say, don't build it.
But it all fits perfectly by the millimeter.
That's why you shouldn't listen to one of us morons about college being easy.
And how we're saying, you don't need to learn no math.
Right, because me and you and Craig, and we always talk about, oh yeah, you know, we got through college, there's no problem. But we didn't take
communication classes.
Right. We didn't take engineering. And
right.
I remember looking at guys studying for tests. It's like, what are they doing? Spending 8 hours studying for that test. Well, they had
if you just show up to
complicated
class and listen,
stuff.
You'll absorb enough.
But not
to
if you're an engineer, though.
Test.
You know some pretty incredible
stuff.
And
that's probably why they get paid a lot coming out of college. And I was making like $7,000.
Doing
bits. at the local radio station.
So my
is that when you were Steeler Dan?
Around there, yeah, sure. That was probably, though, the average salary.
My pops,
per year.
He went back to school
apartment.
And got his master's in one of the engineering, structural or mechanical.
Yeah.
And he showed me one of his, like when I was in high school, he kept all of his textbooks, and he showed me one of them, and I'm just like looking at it going...
You couldn't make any sense of it.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like what? Why would you do that to yourself?
I know.
Why, how could you want to learn?
My dad had all those, too, and the thing I couldn't get over is he actually knew that stuff.
That's the deal. Yeah, I'm looking at my dad like, oh, my God, I have no chance. Like, I knew it. I knew that I wasn't that into school
right.
and that I could never figure something like that out, and that's when, like, the panic started
And hopefully
in.
There will always be smart people who do that.
Yes.
Because it brings you back to the movie Idiocracy. If they don't, then we're going to start seeing, like... You know, duct tape around bridges and stuff
like
that.
That means that like people like us are populating the earth. We're
right.
keeping having sex
right.
And,
right.
and bringing other children around.
Yeah.
Hey, well, George, can you mix me a drink?
Sure, what do you want?
Whiskey.
Well, look at
Man,
it this way, though.
I can't wait
as
for
long
the camp
as,
out.
Hey,
as
this
long
is the same places. Foursome that was up that night.
Right. Really? I don't
was
know.
Was it just us four?
I don't remember.
It was just us four?
He has
yeah.
a reputation of Hitler on
I
here.
I have
no recollection
Mike
of any of
Mike was playing the guitar?
Yes.
I think it was
and
up until us four lasted this long.
We were playing
with
We Were Here
right.
on the guitar.
I remember singing that.
That was fun.
The Killer?
You remember singing that?
I do. Next time I pledge sobriety at the camp out.
Why?
Just
now,
you mean alcohol sobriety or...
You cannot be around alcohol and not drink it.
Are we doing a camp out?
Especially free alcohol.
We didn't pay for that?
No. Yeah, we're doing the camp out, right?
I hope so.
Wasn't it fun?
Let's
I
do it
loved
in a hotel.
It. I loved it. But we need two nights.
Oh, one. Yeah. We're going to expand it this year.
Two.
One.
Oh, you had fun.
Come on.
You
look
old sour puss.
We
2 weeks.
One.
Yeah. And you know what?
Yeah,
we're gonna,
2 weeks.
And now, this time, though, we're not going to have any food catered. We kill our own food.
No, we're going to get it from the Tilted Kilt.
And no inflatable mattresses.
Some of these gals bring it out for
you
us.
Know what? I don't
you
want
know
to
what?
Hear
I'm
from
in.
Anybody back there telling us how we didn't rough it enough.
I'll come out there. I'll rough it.
Well, I also don't want you out there. So.
Well, and there you go. There's your problem.
Double-edged sword there.
If the Tilted Kilt can cater it,
yes.
I'm game. I'll be all right.
That's
I might
target
be like,
practice.
Would you like some whiskey? Mrs. Kilt.
You know what's awesome about you?
What if you get like three waitresses out there?
You should not have been broadcasting. But that was a depressing night because the Mavericks
exactly.
were eliminated.
Yeah, listen
it was
how sad
awful.
You are.
We had to deal
awful.
With it in a certain way.
It's a terrible
Yeah, we
night
need fun
yeah,
out there.
We needed fun out
right,
there.
Good right,
good luck, Jennifer. We did
with your bottom.
Why did we do this at the after the Rangers game 6 against the Yankees? We should have gone straight to the camp out. How much fun would that have been?
Hey, I stayed out that night till 2. You guys left. After petty theft, you guys left.
No, I saw
six.
I saw Well, yeah, I did leave.
I was there till 2 o'clock. You guys didn't stick around till you were not.
I was too.
You didn't stick around for the bird dogs.
No, but I was still up till,
that is sorry.
I was still up till 5 o'clock in the morning.
I would have stuck around for you guys. Maybe.
I would have.
I had it, man.
That was a
you
fun
left
night,
at
though.
Noon.
But I was at the Bird Dogs' first ever show, so I've always got that.
Yeah, yes, he was.
Yeah, no Bird one Dog else has street that. Cred.
He I've was. Been to see very early Bird Dogs too.
But the first
at the
show.
Barley House.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was at very early Bird Dogs
yeah.
too. Down at
yes,
City
you
Tavern.
Were at City Tavern. Yeah.
Yeah.
Showing
very
up.
Early the first?
No, our, very no, early is
Dan's
not the
got,
first.
Dan's got you there.
Yes, you win that.
Well, this has you been a fascinating discussion. Battle. I believe we all agree that we would like to go back to college.
And only some of us could pull it off.
Some of us.
Some of us.
You can have college. You can have it all.
Yeah, I don't want to go back.
That's because, you know what, but you didn't have a real college experience. You were commuting and... It's Sol Ross, and you know, and then it's
Sol Ross.
Quad C, and you didn't have a real good college experience.
What was your first year at UTA?
Like first
see.
Of all, you didn't have a real college.
Right.
Come on. Don't make fun of UTA.
77, I think.
Okay, you were 27.
You didn't go there right out of high school?
No.
What'd you do out
well,
of high school?
Del Centro.
And NUM.
Yeah, and NUM.
Smoke pot.
You did not
That's
go
the college
to NUM.
Of life.
Did too. That's right. That's
Do you understand how pissed off his father was at him when he did not
he
go to college?
Serve the country.
Yeah, he didn't serve
he didn't
his
go
country.
To college.
And,
I went
yeah.
to El Centro.
And,
the hell is that?
It's not your dad hated you. He was so disappointed, especially
Daddy
with your sister.
Me there.
The way your sister was excelling.
Yes.
And ruling the planet, and yes. here you were.
You know what's weird? You know what's weird? Ryan's dad and my wife's uncle were buddies.
Ryan.
Long before we knew each other.
Right.
They used to play racquetball together.
And your wife's uncle?
Yep.
Yes. That's right.
No, the
really?
Way, the way you followed the dead, did he follow Sha-na-na?
Did you? Is there any better start, funnier start to a song?
No, that's the most ridiculous song in the history of music.
Dip, 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 dip. Dip.
It sounds like a higher authority warm up.
As he's giving that shirt tail a good firm yank.
Shirt tail's out.
Well, oh my.
Oh, God, that's funny. Everyone's looking at us like we have no idea what we're talking about.
Oh, crap.
I play.
Everybody's very
Shut up, killer.
All right. It's,
now we're having fun.
Yeah,
old
we
killer.
Are.
Old killer.
But somebody else is going to have fun because it's 6:51.
Well, coming up next,
now,
we have...
What the hell are you telling me?
We have Gordo, George, Bob, and Junior.
Listen to Formatic Guy.
I don't know.